Tonight's learning will be Lezuchus for Refuah Shlema for Menachem Mendel Ben Liba Leib, Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So last week we had taken a break from the actual learning of the Sefer Yirmiyahu. Inside we focused on the Kina that he wrote for Yoshiyahu. But I'd like to go back. Reisman always points out when learning the way to learn Nevi'im Achronim is to see the big picture, to understand what's the general message that they're trying to get across, to convey to the audience, who is the Navi speaking to, and then to, you know, see how all the different psukim fit into that overall theme. So we'd like to pick it up from last time we're on Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Right. So the Navi Yirmiyahu is giving Musar, and he's saying, Eich Tomri, how could you say, Lo Dit Meisi? Right, I haven't become Tame, Akri Habalim, Lo Halachti, I didn't worship the different Avodah Zarah, the Baal. Re'i Darkech, Begai De'i Me Asis, Bichra Kala Misareches Derecheha. So you went after and you stumbled after these things like a camel, a quick camel running and clinging to its ways. So the Meforshim point out, you know, if you look at it, it's actually we have a parsha tie-in, right? That the Jews are saying I didn't sin, but it's like it's directly contradicted by where they're standing. So here in Veschonon it says Venesha Begai Mul Beis Paor, right? You're facing right in front of it. You're right across from the Veschonon Yirmiyahu tie-in. That you're facing right across from where you were, and how could you say that I didn't do these things? The Metzudas David, I have it here. How could you be, deny these things? How can you have such a chutzpah to say such things? So this idea of the Yirmiyahu is giving mustard to them, telling him, we know you did. It's obvious to everybody, and you still are the audacity and the chutzpah, you're so brazen to say that you didn't do it. Let's skip a minute, just we'll come back to some in the media psukim. Skip to Lamed Heif towards the end of this nevuah. This is really... Seals the fate over here. In Lamed Hey, the Navi says, "Vatomri kini kasi." Right? You say that I'm naki, I'm clean. Achshav apo mimeni, wave me. He nishpat osach. I'm gonna judge you. I'll amrech because you said lo chatosi. You said I didn't sin, but you're doing that. You're blatantly, violating the Torah. You're doing a vota zara. These terrible averos that your Navi is talking about at the end. This is again. We know from Yasev Tishba, but the idea was that the Klal Yisrael was at such a low level, and Yirmiyahu was talking to them, and they're refusing to hear it. They're so stuck in the ways, and not only are they're doing their ways, they're what's it called? Rebelling against it, refuse to even commit it. So that's like the first and the last of this whole set, which I had to understand a few of the ideas that he brings out. Let me go back now. Let's say in Chaf Hey. That you love these strangers, you're going to follow them in Chavav. I had it here in front of me, right? Kivosh is Ganav, right? Like the shame of a thief, the bush he had, when he's found out. Kain Havishu Beis Yisrael. So too the Beis Yisrael, you're embarrassed, you're ashamed. Heim Malchehem, Sarehem, the Kohanim. Nevi'im, all of them, right? Your kings, your rulers, your princes, your the Kohanim and the Nevi'im, everybody's things. Omum eitz, he said to the tree, to the wood, Avyata, you're my father. Le'evinat, he said Atla Yatich Yatani, you gave birth to me, right? So these ideas about you're so entrenched in Avodah Zarah, and yet the greatest sin is the fact that you say I didn't do anything wrong. That's really the thing. Again, in love, Amrich lo chatosi. So this idea of lo chatosi is a terrible, terrible character flaw. That a person can be doing the worst things possible, if at least they can admit and have the common sense to say, I'm wrong, I shouldn't have done this, then there's hope for them. This idea, I'm just going to read from you from the Pachad Yitzchak, on Yom Kippur, it says, Maimer Chaf Beis. Rav Huttner, who did I say?
No, you said the
Pachad Yitzchak. Oh, yeah. Pachad is Rav Huttner. Yes, Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. So he points out in Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz, it says, we write, and when we say the Vidui, She'ein anu azifan k'she'orav lo'imor lefanecha lo chatanu. we don't have such a chutzpah to say, you know, lo chatanu, that we didn't do anything. And yet the Navi here is saying, what do we say? Lo chatasi, I didn't sin. How could have such a brazenness? Is say, ein hadvar ma'ela oimrim ella the parshim. We got to understand this. The bevadai ha'adam hamizvade oimr chatasi. Obviously, a person is going to, you know, if you're coming to confess, you're not going to say lo chatasi. You have to confess, right? He's not going to say that. Im ba'anu lo imar becomes shechov also shel hamizvade he ledaski imar lo chatasi. He ozus ponim kish orif. It's such a chutzpah to be stubborn to say this. Adaylo harvanuklum. We haven't gained anything. Malolo adam ha'oymein mizvade alavonosav la'oisa chumer shalamira lo chatosi. What does it help if you would say that Pachin Yitzchak is developing? Why do we have to start off right? Aval indeed. Not aval doesn't mean but we say aval anachnu. We say the shamnus, the beganus, part of the tshuva, part of the vidui process, part of the way to correct ourselves. Is to get someone who's addicted to something. The first step is to stop denying it. Really, I have a problem. I might not be equipped to get out of the problem. But that's the first step. So the Navi here is pointing this out. And this idea of the inability to admit. Right, a person says, you know, lo chatasi, they blame others. Right, that's always the blame game. Sorry, Reisman talks about that. It's not me, it's you. but we have to take stock of this. So, in three separate places, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the great mashgiach of Nemir. So he has in three of his separate truths, he works off this pasuk in Yirmiyahu and talks about it's not just a one time character flaw. It's something that it's the tev of the person. So he writes like this. A person always like it's like a self-defense mechanism. You know, we try to take away from ourselves any achrayis. You know, forget about politics, but like, you know, everyone's always blaming the system or blaming this or blaming that. No one takes achrayis. In this generation, no one wants to say, you know, I'm responsible for my actions. You know, I was pressured, I was this, my parents told me to brush my teeth when I was 4 years old, and for the rest of my life I've been twisted. You know, I don't take Zarchaias anymore. Lo rak klapi acherim, not in terms of other people, el afilu v'yachis im el atzmo. For themselves a person doesn't take Zarchaias, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Harehum is not in me kol dover. Gussos, v'omer lo chatosi. Right, he quotes from the Navi. So let me show you what Rashi says before I do more in the Sichas Musar. I probably don't have the Rashi in front of you. Rashi says, "Vatomri, you said bilibcha in your heart, lo nikisi asher zakai aninashi. My soul is clear. So there, because a person said this, so Yirmiyahu says nishpat osach. I'm going to judge you. Ba imcha b'mishpat. You're going to be held for that. Meaning, there's like a double jeopardy over here. Number one, you're going to be judged for the Avodah Zarah and all the terrible behaviors you did, and the murder, and the adultery, and all the terrible things that were happening in that time period in Bayis Rishon. But you're also going to be held to account for the part that you couldn't admit it, and you said, Lo Chatosi. The fact you denied what you did, you'll have a mishpat on that as well. So that's the idea. Reb Chaim Shlomitz is developing this theme. I want to show you a few other places where he talked about this day, but it's such a powerful life lesson that a person realizes not just an effect. You know, my immediate surroundings, my relationship with others. He quotes our Rashi's, which I just read. Kilomer Iker Hamishpat. The main mishpat is Hulo al Achet. It's not on the Chet itself. El al Hasoras Achrayis. That's what we're going to be held accountable for. The fact that, okay, I sinned. I had a Yetzahara. I gave in. But the fact that a person can't admit that. And you know, it's so hard to talk to somebody. It's like, you know, you express like talking to a brick wall, right? What are you doing? You have someone, they're clearly wrong. They don't realize it. Everybody else in the room, everybody else understands this person is wrong. They push it, don't get it. It's like a self-defense mechanism, right? You know, I think it's called cognitive dissonance. Is that right? You just don't hear it. You're wrong. No, wasn't me. What do you mean? You're on evidence. No, wasn't me. They can't admit that. So that's the achrayah, says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, that a person, you know, says, they fool themselves. They're fooling themselves. Maybe one final example comes up in the Sefer. B'torn bilbavcha, says Rashi, right? Ki nikisi, I'm clean. Dahainu. She'enim yiz lo chatosi klapi achirim lahasir mehemes chatoim. Ela amir zu hi believe. It might not even be something you're verbalizing. He's medayik from Rashi, says, you say in your heart, I didn't do it. Meaning, maybe no one's really confronting you. But you justify yourself to yourself, and your heart means to yourself. No one else is listening to what's in your heart. And you're saying these things. You fooled yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. This is the main thing that's a claim against the person. Which we said in the previous Shmuzin about taking away the Achrayas from Locha Tosi. Okay, he brings it, this is actually in Parshas Chayisor, as Moses is saying, but he says that's the whole thing with Cain. The Cain couldn't admit that he did it wrong. So this is really the difficulty thing. When the Navi Yirmiyahu has to talk to people who not only don't hear what they say, but even when you hear what they come across, they deny it. And it's a very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to make any type of headway with someone like that. But he says, you know, we're involved in the Avodah Zarah to such an extent. Yeah.
It's almost like a frenzy like thing that we want to do. If that's the case, and we're in such a state, it's almost intoxicating. And an intoxicated person's not usually, they're not held to the same accountability as a person who consciously does it.
Right.
Consciously, they were seduced by it.
Yeah.
But once they were there, they're not there anymore.
I hear you. It reminds me of we spoke yesterday in the keynotes about the loss of Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky, mm-hmm. Zatzal.
Yep.
And in one of his lectures on gambling, he was trying to describe to a non-addict what the addict feels. And he, you know, you try to threaten them, right? He was talking about all these tricks that people were doing where, you know, they signed everything in the bank account in his wife's name. So the guy was Shtikl Chacham. He took his wife's driver's license, paid some lady $100 to impersonate his wife, and then she signed out everything, cleaned it, wiped out the entire savings. He says, you understand the mind frame of an addict. That's what you're talking about. You're there. So he said, he gave an example. He said, what if a person's having an asthma attack and they need that
inhaler?
You can threaten me with every single thing in the world. It doesn't mean it's meaningless to me. You're going to take away my job. You're going to take away, I need that inhaler. Right, that's the mind frame of the addict. So you can threaten a person and say, well, Elizabeth says, no, look, I didn't do anything wrong. They don't get it. Now, we also, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which talks that we have no understanding, we can't even fathom the taivas that they had for Avodah Zarah. Right? The Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah has been taken away from us. So we look at it, we laugh at it. What?
Gemara with Akiv?
With Menashe.
Menashe.
With Menashe, right. So we can't even understand. Baruch Hashem, we have many Yetzer Haras that have replaced it in the meantime. But to understand this really generation, to, you know, that's ridiculous. It's a shtuyot. What are you going to bow down to? A simple little Yetzer Havon? They're not always saying them, but they did. It was so entrenched in them. So a person should, you know, on their own, you know, it's not a group therapy. A person can think on their own, well, what Yetzer Hara do I have? And imagine, like, if the Navi's giving me Musa for my big Yetzer Hara that I can't overcome. That the problem is, they said, Locha Tosi. That was really the there. And that's the theme of these. You read the Psukim, you know, you'll see that this idea emerges. But, you know.
The point is, though, there was Bechira.
There's always Bechira.
Right. In other words,
there's always Bechira.
They had a very big call. There was also more kedusha that was apparent in the world. That was the other pole.
It's always zeh l'umah zeh, right? In other words, when the taiva for avodah zara left, nevuah also left. Haba hatalia means if you're taking away this tremendous koch in on one side, then you have to, it has to be an even playing field. So that was the balance that worked out. But again, just as we're learning this summer, the Navi Yirmiyahu, we're seeing what a difficult job he has talking to a bunch of stubborn people who refuse to admit that they're wrong. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have one more Shira on Sefer Yirmiyahu next week. Okay.